Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug. I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, it's sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and add some grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours for sure. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
All right. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Sunday, May the 6th. Sunday, May the 6th of 2018. And the time is 7 p.m. Central Time. As always, we've got another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, let's get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. Respect you and respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Very rarely do I do a show on a Sunday afternoon, so we want to jump right in today sharing some information that I think is very, very powerful or very important when it comes to really, really delving into the deeper aspects of life and godliness. Everything that I am doing is about the life management system. That's what we're going to be discussing and talking about today. So it's very important, my brothers and sisters, that you really understand the importance of being able to be stupendous. or to be successful. When we talk about success, success is, again, one of those illusionary terms that really very hard to pin down. It's very difficult because everybody's definition of success is different. Today, we just want to talk about the three reasons why are three things that limit our success. There are three things that, you know, can kind of, you know, not allow us to really be vibrating at our true potential. So success is simply being your true potential. Success doesn't really have anything to do with the amount of money that you make or don't make, but it has to do with you being you, being your true God-given design. And there are three things that stand in the way of you oscillating or vibrating according to your, you know, your God-given design. And so it's important, my brothers and sisters, that we understand those three things so that way we can go past or go beyond those three things. And there's three reasons why we are not more or that we are limited when it comes to success. And so we focus on this inside of the life management system. Again, if you're not a member of the life management system or a part of a life management center, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again is masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. So that way we can start to connect you with these teachings and my books so that way you can understanding or you can start to understand the three areas that can limit success. And it's really important because as we look at these three, it's really simple, but because it is so simple, we miss it. And I want to take a few moments of your Sunday afternoon, and I know we're all busy and we have things to do, but faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. One of the things that makes the program of the life management system so effective is the amount of information. If one was just to listen to the 12 noon shows without reading any of my 50 books or listening to any of the 7 modules or the, you know, 1 year of audio tape information in addition to what I'm doing now, if you just listen to the free content, I get emails from people all the time, especially on my YouTube channel, who just follow me on my YouTube channel without participating in the life management system, and they do get some success. They at least identify the negative habit pattern, but they have difficulty overriding it. And this is the three reasons why you cannot override your negative habit pattern. Let me say that again. Today we are discussing the three reasons why you cannot, or you have not, or it is very difficult for you to override your negative habit pattern. Let me say that again. It is these three reasons are the reasons why you maintain your current circle of friends, you maintain your current amount of income, you maintain your current weight, you maintain your current relationship. These are the three reasons. Number one, the number one reason that you cannot get outside of the box, the number one reason why you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a more of a toe-cutting relationship is because of mental slavery. Mental slavery is a form of spiritual warfare that is very strategic. Number two, the second reason why you cannot get out of your box, the second reason why, despite listening to my shows, despite reading my books, despite doing one-on-ones, the second reason why you will not, or it's very difficult for you to get out of the box, is that you are comfortable with being stable. And we're going to break that down. The third reason why that it is very difficult for you to get out of the box, it is almost impossible for you to leave your current mentality, your current comfortability, is number three, your voluntary ignorance or your voluntary you are voluntarily ignoring or remaining in an unaware state. So let's break down these three reasons why it is virtually impossible to get outside of the box. And once you get out of that box, then you got to get out of that box. We grow from glory to glory, from box to box. If you're in a dirt suit, you're in a box. But you just want to be in the biggest box. That's called the big G. So the biggest box that you should be evolving, and the word evolve is love. You should love the biggest box. So the life management system just teaches you how to fall in love with the biggest box. Now, that's a very profound statement, because where you are right now is a very mentally accessible box. It is a very comfortable box. It is a very stable box. And it is a box where you can remain ignorant to outside information or big G information that would stretch or cause you to take reasonable steps to acquire important knowledge. And so for three reasons, and let's break down reason number one. So reason number one, that the box that you are in, the friends that you have, the amount of money that you make, the current status, no matter how great or not so great it is, the reason, because see, it is this ability to understand your design that connects you with God's mind. Without understanding your design, understanding your design, overstanding your design, you cannot connect with the big G's mind. Now, you can connect with the little G's mind, but you cannot connect with the big G's mind without understanding, overstanding, and understanding your design. And the reason for today's show is to assist you with understanding that we are not understanding. Now, since I do this for a living, and I see this every day, not only in myself, but I'm also with a lot of the people that I talk to, including family members, is that the number one reason that we are in this box and we will remain in this box is because of a form of warfare that has been strategically. This is not something that is an accident. The number one reason is mental slavery. See, mental slavery is a new form. Before, it was more physical slavery. You could see it. It was really easy to identify because you saw a guy that had a sign that says, "I hate the N-words." And you know that, or you were in, especially if you're African-American, an environment or a culture where you went and you saw a sign that says, "Colored for drink from this fountain and non-colored drink from this fountain." So it was easy to identify the slavery or the enslavement. Now, we are all mental slaves. We are all enslaved in some shape or some form. So before complaining that you are a slave to another, you have to look at the fact that you are a slave to yourself. See, if you look within, you will find that there is what I call slavish thoughts. There are slavish desires. There are slavish daily life styles. There is a slavish conduct. There is slavish habits. There are slavish mentalities. See, you must cease being a slave to yourself. And then you must stop being a slave to someone else. Then you will have the power to break the shackles of your own mental slavery program and allow your brain to connect with your design so that way you can operate in God's mind. It's very important that we break down to us. See, slavery is brain death. Slavery means that three-stranded cord is broken. Mental slavery is a strategic mental destruction meme. See, slavery means that you cease to take responsibility. Because a slave, if you really think about the term slavery and what it means, if you're a slave, that means that somebody else is going to maintain, if you will, certain attributes or certain things in exchange for your labor. So the three reasons why you are not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a more of a toe-curling relationship is because of, number one, the mental slavery, number two, the comfortable with being stable, and number three, the voluntary ignorance. And without understanding how this box that you are in is a mental box that you have created of your own thinking, it deceives you from taking part of something greater than you. You cannot be a part of something that is greater than your current if you are comfortable and stable in that thought. It is a voluntary ignoring of other information. The Bible calls it aletheia, which is a Greek word that means truth. It means objectivity, consideration. Mental slavery is voluntary ignorance. Mental slavery is being comfortable with being stable, which is the other two reasons why you cannot get out of the current box. The current box that you're in is a comfortable box. It's a stable box. It's a box where you can voluntarily ignore other states of dispositions. It is mental slavery. The reason why, my brothers, the reason why, my sisters, before you start complaining that you are not a slave to another person, before you start complaining, before you start making statements, before you disconnect from today's call, before you say Brother Will is off his rocker today, before you engage in any type of a linguistical diatribe, make sure that you understand, my brothers and sisters, that each one of us, we're all slaves. The Bible says we're going to be a slave to righteousness or we're going to be a slave to sin. So whether you're a slave or not, for me, is a mute point. We are all ghosts in a shell. That's the reason for the movie Ghost in the Shell. And so the important thing to understand is freedom and slavery are mental states of mind. Let me say that again. Freedom and slavery are both mental dispositions. Let me say that again. Freedom and slavery are mental states. So you get to choose what mental state that you want to be in. It is a mental disposition. Now, since it is a mental disposition, it is voluntarily. That means that you get to choose the mental disposition that you would like to be in. Now, there are certain things that kind of help foster that mental disposition, to help motivate, to help encourage. But at the end of the day, these are the three reasons, bar none, there could be more, but these are the primary three reasons why you are in the box, that you are limited, that you're not wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship. Now, not saying that you're not, but you could be more. Now, what does that mean? That means your desire. Are you living up to your potential? That's it. Wealth is living up to your potential, not mine. Maybe your potential, your maximum income that you can be trusted with without destroying your soul is $100,000. So that's wealth for you. Maybe it's $100 million. Everybody has a design. Everybody has a spiritual, I'm going to put the word as the way it says in the scripture, cap or portion. We all have been given an allotment. We all have been allotted our share. Everybody has a share. So your share, are you living up to the potential? Are you maxed out? Are you oscillating or vibrating at your share, at your highest optimal level? And so this is very important because, see, mental slavery, it deceives us to be a part of something that is not us. Mental slavery, now, is very important because, remember, this is why you are in the box that you're in. We all are accustomed to a particular way of thinking. We all have our social traditions. We all have our status quo. We all have our trends. We all are accustomed to certain environmental stimuli. We all are deeply rooted in our religion and in our society, and we all refuse to consider anything outside of that condition. We all have been conditioned. So there are certain things that make us slaves to that particular thought pattern or that particular way of doing or way of being or way of having. And so anything that comes in that does not identify with that pre-program, anything that challenges our identity or our identities, that, again, is going to be rejected because it's not a part of their program. We all have an identity. This allows us to be. We all are being ourselves because we are choosing to be slaves to our mindsets, regardless of that, whether that mindset is a good mindset or a bad mindset. This makes us, or this takes from us, our power of thought. It takes from us our ability to choose or to make choices. See, if we don't think, if we don't question the nature of our reality. Have you questioned the nature of your reality lately? Have you questioned your questions lately? Have you questioned the status of your relationship? Have you questioned the quality of your life? Have you questioned your belief system? See, most of us never, we don't think. We don't question. We don't analyze. Not you, of course, but people that you know. It's very important, my brothers and sisters, that we just go through life believing that whatever is happening is right, and that whatever that the repeaters, the news reporters report or repeat, we take at face value. We believe that that is true. See, mental slavery, my brothers and sisters, mental slavery or mentally being enslaved. We are all mentally being enslaved. Now, that is extremely different from being a mental slave. So when we talk about these terms, we are being enslaved. We are mental slaves that are being enslaved. The number one reason that is very difficult for you, now, at the beginning of the show, the whole purpose of today's show, if you make the most money in your circle of friends, you need a new circle of friends. If you are the smartest person in your circle of friends, you need a new circle of friends. If you are the fittest person in your circle of friends, you need a new circle of friends. If you are the wisest person in your circle of friends, you need a circle of friends. If you are the only person that's in a relationship in your circle of friends, you need a new circle of friends. How do you get a new circle of friends? Change friends, right? And the way you get a new circle of friends is to get rid of these three issues or concerns. You don't change your friends, you change yourself. Let me say that again. You never change your environment. That's destination addiction. You change your mentality. See, mental slavery would never say that. A mental slave is enslaved. Now, the word enslaved or enslaved, it means how to make a slave. Enslavement, in means to go in. Slave, again, means to make one dependent. So mental enslavement is the way by which you dominate or influence another person. So there is a system in place that is designed to dominate and influence you. It's called advertising. It's called the government. It's called the dominant culture. It's called this harmonious arrangement. It's called religion. You can call it whatever you want to call it, but at the end of the day, it's designed to make you a Slavic or a Slav or a slab of meat. So the word slave, my brother, the word slave, my sister, it simply means that you are legally owned that by somebody else, and you have no freedom or action. You are legally the property of something or someone else. So there is a way to make you like that, because you ain't born like that. You wasn't born a slave. You was not born the property. Nowhere in the Bible can I find that one man has dominion over another man. I can't find it. If you can find it, please email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Because in the book of Genesis, man is given dominion over five things. He talks about the fish in the air, fish in the water, birds in the air, the creepy crawly things on the earth. It lists five dominions. It lists five kingdoms that man has dominion over, these five kingdoms. Nowhere in the scripture does it say that one man has dominion over another man. I cannot find it. I can find it nowhere. So no man has dominion. So why and how did one man get dominion over another man? Why and how does one race have dominion over another race? Mental slavery. But it is mental enslavement. The word enslaved, the word enslavement is the process of making a slave. So how do we make slaves? How do I make you my B-I-T-C-H? Well, they got a good system in place, my brother. Willie Lynch talked about it inside of his thing when it comes to race issues. I'm talking about spiritual enslavement. How do I make you my spiritual boy? It's really easy. It's mental. Mentalism. That means I control the narrative. Everything you get, I give you. You do not have the option. We'll use that word. You are under total domination, which is another word for demonation. The word domination is really interesting. It's the act of dominating. The word domination, we're talking about slavery. That's what it means. You're going to dominate somebody. So the word domination comes from a Latin word. It comes from the word dominate. So I want to dominate you. Now, remember, this is why you're not more. Everybody listening to me wealthy. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's wise. Everybody's in a great relationship. Everybody. But have you done number two? Most of the people I know, they've done number two. They've settled. Now, I'm not saying anything's wrong with that. I'm just making you aware of it. Now, you should be saying to myself, well, Doc, I'm already aware of that. Brother, appreciate you. And I'm just letting you know that you're not living up to your God-given design. Therefore, you're not connected with God's mind. The only way to connect with the mind of God is to understand the design of God inside of you. Now, I'm not talking about the little g on this dimension. I'm talking about the big G that's not chimp. He's not even on this dimension. You got to use quantum, or you got to use a quantum computer, or you got to think quantumly to connect with the big G. So the word dominate means I'm going to tower. The word dominate, again, means I'm going to master. It means I'm going to control. Ah, oh, that's that word. I like that word, control. Con. That means to swindle. Troll, large, clumsy demon. Yeah, that's how mental slavery works. It's a large demon, denomination, dominion, dome. It has to do with your brain, your dome, that swindles you. I got to trick you into believing. I got to make you believe, dude. I got to make you believe, do that, that you ain't got no power. I got to, some kind of way, I got to trick you. Con, I got to con you into believing. The number one reason why you stay in that box is you've been tricked to think that that box is number two. I have to trick you because obviously you're not happy. Now, you're telling yourself you're happy because you're number two. You're comfortable and you're stable. But I know you're not happy because you got to go on vacation. I know you're not happy because, you know, you need coping mechanisms. I know you're not happy because you drink, you smoke, you do drugs. You seek a way to express that bottled up, pent up energy you call stress. I can see it in your body. You got some extra fat behind your triceps, behind your forearms. or you got, you know, some love handles, or you got a little, you know, what they call that, I forgot what the women call it, but you got that little booty bump or that baby bump, and you're not pregnant. You're releasing too much cortisone instead of dopamine. Why? Anxiety and stress. Why are we stressed if we're all happy and we're living our best life now? Are you comfortable? Are you stable? See, we've been tricked. That's what the word control means. Con means to swindle. Troll means large demon. Denomination. You've been swindled to allow somebody to dominate you. Mental slavery. Number one. The number one reason why you're not more wealthy, more healthy, more wise, and in a greater relationship, you've been lied to. And somebody tricked you into believing that that version of you is the best version of you. I'm here to tell you that the version of you, oh, boo-boo, you off the chain. But you could be better. Because I know, hey, I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, there's a lot of room for improvement for yours truly. So number one, my brothers and sisters, we have to take back our governorship, which means mental slavery. The opposite of that means we have to govern. We have to rule. The word dominate, the word demon, denomination, they all come from the word domain, D-O-M. Kind of like your internet domain name, domain. What is that domain? Comes from the Latin word dominus. Number one, brothers and sisters, to get out the box so that way if you are the person in your group that makes the most money, how do you go to the group where you're the person that makes the least money? I want to be in a group where I'm the person that makes the least money in that group. If I'm the smartest person in my group, okay, I'm ready to go to a group where I'm the dumbest person in that group, and I can learn from everybody. That's a group. If I'm the wealthiest, or if I'm the most fit person in my group, I'm the only one that got abs. I'm the only one that, you know, exercise, go to the gym. Now, we're looking at the four areas. Now, if I'm the wealthiest person, if I'm the healthiest person, if I'm the wisest person, and if I'm the only person that has a decent relationship in my group, it's trying to go to another group. Get out of that box. Go to another box. How do I do that? Number one, you got to have domain, which it means dominion. The word domain means thought, influence, a thought that creates influence. The word domain means realm of responsibility. The word domain comes from the Latin word dominium. And dominium, again, means estate, property. It means lord, master, owner. It means domus, D-O-M-U-S, which means house, which means domestic. So the word domain comes from the word domestic. Now, again, we're talking about this is didactic teaching, right, Chum? It's very hard to find this anywhere on the universe. So didactically, this has to do, the word domain comes from the hemoglobinus, which means to immunize your hemoglobin. Now, that's a whole other study for another time. That's like for the big boys and girls when we get into hemoglobinus, which is a term of connecting light beings. It's called light chains. Connecting light beings. All light beings, one, easily defeated. Two, standing back to back and conquer. Three, it's called the law of large numbers. You see, my brothers and sisters, you've been tricked and you've been domesticated. You have an estate. You are a lord, little L, that has an estate. Somebody stole your first estate. You've lost your first estate. That's how you got down here. You gave up your first estate for a bowl of soup. Just like Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup. Your house. You have an estate. That's the Bible says that in my father's house there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you so. Domain. Number one, master your domain. Is that not what I teach in my life management system? The number one thing I teach is space mastery. That's the number one where we start off with module one, identifying the negative habit pattern. Module two, identifying your domain, your niche, space mastery, position mastery. Become the lord, the master, the owner of your house, your property. Overstand your estate. That is how, my brother, that is how, my sister, you become or grow to the next box. The thing that prevents you from doing that is not mastering that space. How do you not master your space? By being a mental slave. How do you be a mental slave? Somebody comes along and say, hey, think about this instead of thinking about your own self. Okay, I'm going to focus on, you know, researching the Dallas Cowboys and, you know, how can they be a better team? Is that going to put more money in your pocket? So you go to every, you know, everybody on the Dallas Cowboys, you know, you watch the draft, you sit around, you talk about the Dallas Cowboys all day, every day. You watch every game. Are they paying you? Is they making you more healthy? Is it making you wise? And that makes you a better husband, father, brother, sister? I don't think so. So why are you doing it? You're a mental slave. Not you, but people you know. Then if we can some kind of way get past being a mental slave, putting all of our mental energy into somebody else's dream, somebody else's domain, instead of putting all of our mental energy into our domain, if we can stop being a mental slave for somebody else and start being a lord over our own freaking estate, over our own domain, over our own space, we can get out the box. Number one. Number two, this is a big one. Number two, you are comfortable being stable. Number two, the number two reason that you cannot get out of your current box, you cannot transform your current mentality, is because you like it. You're comfortable. You're stable. Stability is the father, or comfortability or satisfaction is the father of number three, ignorance. You can't get to number three unless you got number two. You can't get to number two unless you got number one. These three things will keep you in your box. My brother, how do I know? I didn't read about it. I'm living it. So I'm going to the bigger box. And I'm going to a box where, you know, I make the least amount of money out of everybody in my circle. I'm going to the bigger box where I'm boo-boo the fool. See, I like the box that I'm in. Everybody come to me for answers. I'm Master Teacher 33. I'm a guru. I'm a water walker. Y'all need to kiss my ring finger. Don't y'all understand? See, I like this. Validate. This strokes my ego. This makes me feel like the man. Why you think I'm here? This is my payoff. This is my payoff. See, when I went and I looked at my negative habit pattern, I like that. It strokes my ego. I don't want to leave. I'm comfortable. I'm stable in this environment. Everybody knows me, Master Teacher 33. But if I go to a bigger box, nobody knows me. The first thing is everybody's going to question me. And everybody's going to challenge me. And everybody's going to poke fun of me. And I got to rebuild everything that I built in this box. Now I'm going to a new box where I'm not the big fish. I'm not the big man on campus. Now I'm the freshman. I'm new meat. I got to prove myself all over again. See, if you consistently looking for ways to be comfortable, then your future is not going to be very bright. One of the laws of true success is to get out of your comfort zone. Have you ever heard that before? I know in athletics and sports, they say that all coaches used to always tell me, boy, get out of your comfort zone. So when I work out, people ask me all the time, dude, how come, man, I watch you, man. I've been watching people come up to me in the gym all the time. And, dude, I don't understand. I've never seen you do the same workout twice. I very rarely do the same workout within a 30-day period. People ask me, I tell them, dude, I don't understand, dude. How do you? Because I don't ever want my body to get comfortable. I want my body to be like, what the hell is this fool going to do today? My body has no idea. I don't even know when I get to the gym what I'm going to do. I just make the shit just up as I go. But it is based upon something. It's based upon frequent intense training. All I'm doing is coming with creative ways to get my heart rate above 170 every day. Why? I don't want to get comfortable. I don't want to plateau. I don't want to get stable. Why? Comfortability, stability is the father of ignorance. It is the father of failure. The keys, one of the number one keys to success in any area, get out your comfort zone. And everybody I know, they comfortable. I mean, not everybody, but most people, they comfortable. I mean, I'm talking like, and just talk about, just talk about being uncomfortable. Oh, so what, hold up. You want me to take a different way to work? Why? I don't know, just something different. Dude, it could be traffic down there. Oh, yeah, you never know. Maybe it's a less traffic that way. Well, I've been going this way for 30 years, brother. 30 years I've been driving this way to work. Who the hell are you to come and tell me to take another way to work? Comfortable. Negroes hate change. Non-Negroes do too. We're creatures of habit. See, in the spirit realm is constantly changing in every area. Look at technology. Have you looked at technology? It's crazy. What we're doing right now was sci-fi 5 years ago. I got a whole computer on my freaking cell phone. I got a cell phone that got freaking 128 gigabytes or bits or whatever. I used to have a computer that had 64. I got a cell phone. I got 128. Are you serious? My son built a cell phone a computer. He built it from scratch that is immersed in water. Thing gets so hot that the whole motherboard, the whole computer is in a case immersed in water. When he turns it on, it's for gaming. It just starts bubbling up. What the hell is that? And he's a student, a sophomore in college. He got a computer that used to run an entire city in his living room. And he's a 21-year-old kid. Technology is growing, and it is changing every day. Every day, Facebook changes. Every day, Instagram changes. Every day, there's an update on my phone. Every week, there's an update on my computer. Things are changing, brothers and sisters. And guess what? People don't like change. Stability and lack of being comfortable with being uncomfortable is the father of being left behind. So I don't know if you are comfortable with being uncomfortable, but if you're not, if you're a part of life management's team, the reason that most people in the life management team are not successful or not more successful, they are not comfortable with change. They tell me, Brother Will, I've been, I'm sorry, but I can't do that meeting at 3, brother. Or I can't do this. They can't. They're not even willing to consider it. But I know why they're not being successful. Because, number one, they bought into the lie that their current thinking pattern does not need to be questioned. I didn't say nothing about changing it, brothers. I said nothing about changing it, sisters. I'm just saying just to question the nature of the reality of it. That's it. Just question it. Just say, okay, I always go to church at 11 o'clock. Why? I've always been Catholic. Why? Shit, I don't know. Everybody in my family is Catholic. Okay, why? I don't know. My grandmother's was Catholic. Okay, so why are you a Catholic? Well, I don't know. What do you know what Catholicism is? Do you know what Catholicism is? Well, no, brother. I just, it's just a family, man. Family tradition. We're all Catholics here, brother. You got a problem with that? No, I just wanted to make sure you know why you're Catholic. The Bible says that you should be able to give if any man asks a question, you should be able to give an answer as to why you believe. That's what the scripture that you carry around that you say you believe. People get their panties in the water when you ask them a question about what they are masters of. So you mean to tell me you are the master of your domain and you don't even know what it is? So you believe something, you can't tell me why you believe it. So you don't eat this, but you can't tell me why. Or you do eat this, but you can't tell me why. Really? Let's be serious. It's called mental slavery. And then we are comfortable and with being comfortable. Now, this is a big one that I wish I had time because this is like a 7-hour series by itself. Are you comfortable? If you are constantly looking for ways to be comfortable, not too good for you, my brother. Not too good for you, my sister. I won't be seeing you at the top. It's okay, though, because a lot of people don't want to go to the top, as I'm learning. It took me a while to figure this out because I couldn't figure out. People were saying, Brother Will, I want to grow, dog. I want to do this. That's why I joined the life management system. But then their actions say they don't want to grow and they don't want to change. They don't want to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and great. Now, I know because I've been saying the same shit this too. See, let me make sure you understand. Life is about change. It's about growth. It's, that is what we call evolving. The word E-V-O-L, the last V and E is silent. Turn it around. E-V-O-L, evolve. L-O-V-E, love. If you love me, you got to grow because I'm growing. I'm not going to be the same guy tomorrow that I am today. So unfortunately, we're going to need to grow together or guess what's going to happen, boo-boo? We are growing apart. It's okay. Just overstand. Everything on this earth grows except for certain folk. We won't say no names. So number two, brothers and sisters, you got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. See, people, even when they get out of their comfortable their box, this is what I do. See, I get out. I'm good at get. I'm a three. I can get out. Oh, you want me to get out? No problem. I get out. 2 days later, guess what? Hey, where's Brother Will at, man? I thought he got out the box. I'm right back in the box again. See, it's easy for me. Now, remember, this message is for me. I just invited you along to listen. I can get out of the box easy. Oh, you want me to get out? No problem, brother. I'm out. Okay, yeah, something called fear kicks in. It's kind of lonely out here, and I don't like being in a circle of friends where I'm the dumbest. I don't like being in a circle where I'm the least fit. I don't like being in a circle where I got the least amount of money. I don't like being in a circle where I'm the only one that got struggling in my relationship. I like the other circle that I was in. So I'm sorry, Moses, but we want to go back to Egypt. Where's Pharaoh at? At least Pharaoh fed us one sandwich a day. I like slavery, Moses. Let's go back to Egypt, homie. Now, the children of Israel, they did the same thing. So I ain't mad at you, boo-boo. If you got out and you want to go back, hey, I did the same thing a plethora of times. So I've gotten out. Then I went right back to Egypt. And pretty much everybody I know do the same thing. Why? We don't like being uncomfortable. We don't like living in the unknown. See, people go back to their routine. People go back to their old job, their old relationship, their old whatever, because they feel comfortable. We go back to whatever feels comfortable. We like comfortable. That's why we go back. See, the reason we do this is because there's this thing called fear of the unknown. See, I'd rather be in a known hell than an unknown heaven. I'd rather be a known homeless guy instead of living and being a unknown homeowner. We don't like the unknown, brothers. We don't like the unknowns. Well, let me rephrase that. I don't like the unknown. I don't know about y'all. See, what we don't realize is that anytime you first get out, like when you first got that new job, you're going to be uncomfortable for a little while. And the reason that we are uncomfortable is because we ain't been trained. It's a new space. It's simply the fear. So we got to learn this new space that we're in. So are you settling for being comfortable, doing what you told to do, doing what you know to do? Many people are stuck in a routine. They only do that routine because it's comfortable. So number two, that keeps you in the box, we got to be comfortable and stable. So to get out of the box, you got to be uncomfortable and unstable. People used to laugh at me all the time. I used to hate it. My brothers and sisters used to laugh. Everybody used to laugh at me, man. That brother Willie, that fool can't keep a job to save his life. That fool is the most unstable dude I know. Now, my unstableness is my greatest asset. I ain't scarred. I get my happy-go-lucky behind out there, brothers and sisters, sometimes a little too eagerly. So I got to make sure I ain't got the destination addiction. Which leads us to number three. Number one, brothers and sisters, before any of this, the only reason that you're in the box right now is because you have a mental disposition. Freedom and slavery, fear and faith, happy and sad, rich and poor, fat and skinny are mental states. Let me say that again. Mental states, not physical ones. Let me say it again. I've been saying this for a long time. People tell me, I get challenged all the time. People tell me, Brother Will, our actions speak louder than words, brother. Yeah, there's something called mind over matter. Or according to physics. According to physics, everything exists in a wave form first, and then it manifests as a physical or a particle. That's the Bible says the same thing in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. Everything that is seen was made by shizness that's unseen. That's my, you know, layman's definition of Hebrews 11:3. So even though you tell me your actions speak louder than your words, I'm going to tell you your words speak louder than your actions, brother, sister, based on physics, based upon biblical scriptures. Now, let me make sure you understand what that means, because many of us do not understand mental dispositions. You are a human in mental disposition. You're not a human physical action. You're not a human doing. You're a human being, and you ain't even human. You're a spiritual being that is having a spiritual doing experience. So focus on who you are being. That's going to change what you are doing. So you are doing whatever you are thinking. Change your thinking, change your doing. Freedom is a mental state. So are you free mentally? That's why mental slavery is number one. The number one reason that you're in that box that you're in, even though it's comfortable, you eat good. I know you eat good. You got two cars in your driveway. You got a big house, air conditioned, refrigerator full of food. I know. I got the same thing. Your health, man, you went to the doctor, clean bill of health. You're out there. You're listening to this show right now. You're one of the sharpest tools in the shed. And your husband's up there watching the game. Or your wife is down there, you know, doing her nails. Life is good. You are, number two, comfortable, and you're stable. Trust me, I am not reading this from a book. I'm looking around in my house right now. I see my two cars in the driveway. I see my big house. I see my refrigerator full of food. Just ate. Came from church, ate a big old meal. Got the, you know, y'all know how we do on Sundays. Tradition. Comfortable, stable. Which leads me to number three. Y'all think I'm doing any research? I'm forcing. I'm doing it because I understand it. I'm not doing it because of the fact that I like it. Voluntary ignorance refers to the fact that you are unaware. You are in an unaware state that you're not aware. Since you are unaware that you are not aware, guess what happens? You are neglecting to take responsibility. You are neglecting to take reasonable steps to acquire the important gnosis or knowledge that you need to get out of the box. This three-stranded cord is not easily broken. This is the kiss of death. Wealth, let's not get it twisted. Let's keep it very real. You should be saying, Brother Will, I don't know who the hell you're talking to. I got money in my bank, brother. This is what I hear. This is what I tell myself. I checked my PayPal account this morning. You know, could I be doing better? Sure. But I'm doing pretty good. See, we like comfortable. We like number two. We're comfortable and we're stable. Because we would rather be in a known hell instead of an unknown heaven. So therefore, we have a mental paradigm that says don't question the nature of the reality. Don't question nothing. Don't ask, don't tell. So we all go through life. We like, okay, don't ask me no questions. I will tell you no lies. Don't ask me no questions. I'm going to tell you no lies. This is the three reasons why we can't grow, my brothers and sisters, guaranteed. I know a lot of people. I talk to people every day, myself included. My number one problem, mental slavery. Now, remember, it is a state of mind. What does that state of mind say? Now, we broke it all down. It states the last word that we broke down from all of the words. It was seven words that we broke down. We came up, and the root cause was the word domain. Everything starts there. So the root cause, the negative habit pattern that keeps you in the box, you are a domesticated God. That's the root cause of your problem. That's the negative habit pattern. That's what everybody's part of the life management system. That's the problem. So people tell me, well, brother, I don't know what my negative habit problem is. Shit, I just told you. Okay, well, what is that, brother? Well, the word domain means estate. Now, remember, Lucifer did what? Can somebody please? I mean, I'm not no theologian. But when I read it, it said Lucifer left his first estate. That's what the Helios Biblia said. I'm not making this up. That is the root cause of every problem in your life. So your negative, if anybody and that's a part of the life management system want to know why, you cannot and you will never get out your box unless you do what I'm doing. Take responsibility for your life. The number one cause is mental slavery. When you break that down seven layers deep, as we've just done for the last hour, you find the word domain. And that word, according to dictionary.com, Webster Dictionary, Black's Law Book, everything I can find, it means estate. It means the Lord's estate. It means property. It means Lord, Master, Owner, Domus, D-O-M-U-S, house. Now, I can go to the cleronomics, the word cleros, it means manager, household manager. All your problems come from you ain't managing your house, my brother, my sister, Brother Will. Now, this is my message. I just invited y'all along to listen. Number one reason you cannot, you will not ever in your life and the next one, and the next one after that, and the next one after that. That's why you keep coming back, because you're not taking dominion over your space. Space mastery. I teach nothing but space mastery because that is the root cause of every problem in your life. Every problem in your life, because if you don't understand your God-given design, you cannot connect with God's mind. Your design connects you with God's mind. No design, no mind. Do you know the same number of neurons in your brain matches up identical to the same number of stars in the galaxy? Why? The heavens as above, so below. The heavens declare. So the number one, you're a slave, mental slave. But number two, you're comfortable and you're stable. We are creatures of habit. We don't like change. We'd rather stay in a known hell than to go to an unknown heaven. Everything is changing around us. The world we live in grows. Everything evolves except for us. We don't like to change. We don't like to evolve. We drive the same way to work. We eat the same foods. We drive the same cars. We don't like change. We're creatures of habit. So if you do not understand that satisfaction is the father of number three, satisfaction, comfortability, stability is the father of ignorance. But the ignorance is voluntary. So you are voluntarily ignoring. The word ignorance has the word ignore. Ignorance means ignore. We have to close with the last piece of the puzzle. I pray to God that you can wrap your brain around this. If you can understand these three things tomorrow, you will have totally different friends. You will be the dumbest person in your group, and you should call me and email me and text me. You will be the least fit in your group. You should call me. You should email me and say, Brother Will, thank you for that show, brother. You changed my life. Because I'm changing mine. You should be the guy that makes the least amount of money in your circle. Everybody should be making 3, 4, 5, 6, 100 times more money than you. And you should be asking them every day, hey, yo, dog, how you get to that position? How you get to be CEO of ABC Incorporated? You should be picking their brains every freaking day. You should be the only guy that's in your circle that needs to work on a marriage. Or you should be the only girl. If not, you're in the wrong circle. It is imperative. It's not optional. If you want to be like Yahushua, if you want to do what he said when he saw the fig tree and it had no fruit on it. He cursed it, and it died. Why? It wasn't growing. It was voluntarily not growing. The word ignorance means ignoring. What are you ignoring, my brother? What are you ignoring, my sister? I know what you are ignoring, your design. Because that's how you shine. No design, no shine. No design, no mind. You can't know the mind of God unless you understand the design of men. The word ignorance is a state of being ignorant. Voluntary ignorant. The word ignorant means lacking knowledge, training. What is the word that started all of this? Mental slavery. Slavery. Unlearned, untrained. Voluntary. Uninformed, unaware. All of this is a three-stranded cord. Every time you are ignorant, that means that you are ignoring the ant. The word ignorant is the word ignore ant. The Bible says, consider the ant, O sluggard. So if anybody want to know the secret to life, do what it says in Proverbs. Consider the ant. Don't ignore the ant. Don't be ignorant or ignorant. Don't ignore ants. The word ignorant means ignore. The word ignore means I'm not going to recognize it. I'm going to choose to refrain from noticing it. Remember the universal law. The universe only responds to the observer. What's the word ignorant? It means refuse to notice. You bring about what you notice about. The word ignorant, it means I am going to disregard. It means I do not want to look at it. I do not want to know it. It means not to know. Ignorant. Ignore. It means I'm not going to pay attention to it. Remember, you got to pay attention. It's not free. Attention is not free. You got to pay for it. Pay attention. The word ignorant means I'm not going to pay. So whatever you don't pay attention to, you do not draw to. Attention. You have to pay for it. Brothers and sisters, excuse me, these three keys will get you out of your current circle. Whatever it is, it will solve every problem that you have in your life. All you got to do is make sure that you're not a mental slave. So to not be a mental slave, it means you must maintain your mental state. Because freedom and slavery are mental states. Wealth and health are mindsets. Maintain your mindset. Don't let somebody else give you their mindset. Number one, to get out of the box, maintain your own mental state. Number two, to stay in the box, be comfortable and stable. To get out of the box, be comfortable with being uncomfortable. Be stable by being unstable. Number three, to stay in the box, continue voluntary ignorance. Continue ignoring the fact that you are number two, stable and comfortable, and you are number three, you're getting your orders from somebody else's belief system or tradition. Continue to do that. Continue to be unaware. But if you want to get out of the box, question the nature of your reality. If you want to get out of the box, take reasonable steps to acquire the necessary information from the new circle of friends that you got, because they are at another level than you. Make sure you're not the person in your group that makes the most money. Make sure you're not the person in your group that is the fittest. Make sure you're not the person in your group that has the most knowledge. Make sure you're not the person in your group that has the best relationships. Make sure you're in a group where you make the least amount of money, that you are one of the most unhealthiest, that you are one of the most ignorant, and your relationship is the one that needs to be working on. Why? You are in an environment where you are uncomfortable and unstable, and it requires you to step outside of your current paradigm. And it makes you stop ignoring the facts that there's some people who figured out the necessary knowledge that is needed for the situation so that way you could take whatever reasonable steps to acquire the necessary knowledge to evolve to the next level. If you do those three things, I guarantee you, I got $10,000 that guarantees you cannot stay in your box. You will grow to the next level because that's what I'm doing. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for joining me this Sunday afternoon. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, is that a part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it. Let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive. Hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date. Call me meditate, I'm so metaphysical. I'm the God, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with it popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all day, super saiyan like Goku when I'm flying through the atmosphere. I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? It's the young Yola, baby. Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't.